Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It's Monday, and when you hear a little Brad Paisley, you know it's time for ADX Digital and Brian Powitz. You know, I just realized you have the same initials.
I was going to say that.
BP.
If you hear BP, then you know BP's coming around the corner.
That's right. Took me a while to figure that one out, but yeah.
All the great BPs out there.
That's right. So if you're just tuning in and you've got some questions about digital advertising, this next half hour is for you. All you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. So, Brian, did you have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah. I always have a good weekend.
Yeah?
Because I get to spend time with my grandson all the time, of course.
How cute is
that? So, yes. We got to play in the splash pad in the backyard. We just had a good time. Absolutely.
How old is he?
Almost 18 months.
That's my favorite time.
He's almost 18 months old. I almost showed you a video before we went on the air, but...
Proud.
I decided we would have never gotten on the air because then it'd be like, no, watch it a little longer. Watch it a little longer. Watch him do this next thing he does. Yeah.
Proud Pop-Up. Pop-Up, is that your nickname?
Poppy.
Poppy. Okay.
Poppy. Yeah, it's the best title I've ever had.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about business because we are back into the work week again. Kids are going back to school. Everybody's going to work if they were off for a little bit.
Oh, boy.
So here we go.
I was thinking the whole BP reference.
Yes.
Like BP, we also sell fuel. But this is digital marketing fuel for your business.
Oh, boy. Okay, I'll take it. He's
looking
for credit.
That's almost a dad joke. That's almost a dad joke.
Yeah, I would put that in that
cheese
category.
Ball. Okay.
Yeah, so moving on.
All right.
So who is ADX Communications?
Well, ADX,
let's start with that.
Yeah, ADX Communications is the parent company of this radio station and the other stations that are in this group. So you have News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, Sports Radio 99.1, and Pensacola Playlist 94.5. That's the collection of radio stations under the umbrella of ADX Communications, owned by the Hoxings, who are amazing in every way.
Yes, they are.
Then you have ADX Digital. So a few years ago, it was decided that in addition to the radio stations, it would be strategically smart if we were able to also sell digital targeted marketing to the businesses that we interact with regarding radio. And it makes a lot of sense if you think about it, because radio is the greatest branding and awareness tool they ever invented.
Mm-hmm.
And digital targeted marketing allows you to be very specific about who you're targeting. So it's not broadcast, literally. It's more pinpoint, specific. And so what has happened is ADX Digital has grown into basically like the fifth radio station.
That's true. That's a great way to put it.
And when we are talking to businesses about their marketing strategy, in addition to the powerhouse of the radio stations that we have, we can also say, but what are you doing digitally? Are you running pay-per-click? Are you on Meta? Do you have ads running on YouTube TV? Are there audiences you want to reach on their Wi-Fi-enabled television sets inside their house? Would it be worth it to you to target people on their phones? And we have many, many ways to do all of those different things. And that's how ADX Digital winds up as part of the conversation around ADX Communications.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Good.
And believe me, when I first started, I had no idea what this was all about. So I've learned so much from Tasca and from you and from some of the other marketing consultants here at the station, because it really makes sense. And it's one of those things where you get so specific. I think it's fantastic because I've mentioned it before. I was look at a billboard on the road, which is great, but you're not really sure you're getting to the exact customer and client that you want. And this is so specific. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing to me, all the different techniques and strategies that you have.
Yeah, and you can visit adxdigitalmarketing.com, where we have all the podcasts from this show listed. And so you can go back and listen to some different topics that we talk about. And hopefully all the Pep Talk clientele that comes on the air does the same thing.
Takes the links
and puts them. Obviously, they're on NewsRadio 92.3.
We do have a podcast page, and you just go on the expert panel, and you can pull up any of the podcasts that we've ever done with anyone. So they're all on there.
I'm always telling my clients who come on Pep Talk, hey, are you using the link correctly? Like, put it in the signature of your email.
Right. Oh, that's a good
idea. Put it in a newsletter. Put it on your website. What credibility this brings to the people that come on Pep Talk. So now I'm selling Pep Talk to Pep Talk. But I'm supposed to be talking digital.
It's okay.
So we'll talk digital a little bit. So over the weekend, I was scrolling through Facebook, and this digital marketing influencer guy pops up on my phone.
Yeah.
And he says, the silver bullet for digital marketing is retargeting, he says.
Okay.
And I watched that for a minute, and I was like, well, we do retargeting. We do lots of retargeting. We have retargeting left, right, and center. I mean, we have so many ways on retargeting. And if that, so he's focusing on this one tiny element. We have 19 different platforms for digital targeted marketing,
right,
and all kinds of strategies. When you combine strategies and the combinations are almost endless.
Well, can you give an example of what retargeting means?
Yes, I'm going to spend the next 16 minutes doing that with you.
Okay.
But first, so retargeting. So he's saying to businesses out there, hey, if you're going to do digital marketing, the most important thing you can do is retargeting. And I just have to wonder how many messages, if you're a business owner and you're researching digital targeted marketing, it boggles my mind the kind of information you would be getting back, the kind of advice.
Right.
And it would be overwhelming. It is overwhelming. This whole thing to some people is just baffling.
Well, it's constantly changing and growing and improving and getting even more targeted.
Yeah. And that's, so I want to just stop right there and say, that's why we want to meet with you. That's, if you are looking into digital targeted marketing, especially here in the second half of 2026, and you're thinking about the holidays already because you're a proactive, smart, strategic, deliberate business owner who doesn't leave anything to chance and doesn't like to do things last minute, then let's sit down. Let's talk about things like retargeting, which I will get into. But if you, if you are getting information about digital targeted marketing from anyone, please put us on your list and sit down with us. It's free. And hopefully we can edumacate you on a couple of things, teach you some things about digital you didn't know. And more often than not, when we talk to somebody, they go, I had no idea you guys did this.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to reduce the number of people that have that moment.
Right.
Very, very quickly, as fast as we can. And the way to do that is to give Jeff Wayne a call, 850-262-6000. It starts with a call to Jeff Wayne, 850-262-6000. Say, hey, I really want to talk digital targeted marketing.
And you have, and one of the things, the feedback that I've heard about some of those meetings is that it isn't necessarily a big sales pitch, but it's actually very educational.
Yeah.
That they'll, you guys will talk you through and explain exactly how all of this can work for your business.
Yeah, well, it's we want to get to know your business. We want to know where your target audience is and who your target audience is. We want to know what are your goals and what are your pain points, and just to get to know you a little bit. For me, my favorite part of doing this is meeting new business owners and talking to them about what they do for marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have sat there and looked at somebody and go, wow, you got it dialed. If I was done, I would maybe tweak this or
right.
Are you aware of that?
Mm-hmm.
If I were to sell you something, I might want to talk to you about this specific thing. So nobody wins if somebody comes through the door browbeating somebody else about buying something. It's just, that's not our style. It's not the way we operate. It doesn't help anyone. So we want to know your business better and then be able to suggest things like retargeting that might help your business to grow, and we want to grow with you.
All right. If you've got a question for Brian about all of this, all you got to do is text it on in this morning at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you've got a question for Brian, we're talking about digital advertising this morning, 850-437-1620. And you mentioned previously about retargeting.
Yes. So what is retargeting? Retargeting is when your audience does something you want them to do, like go to your website, and then you follow them with ads after they leave the website. So you think about all the ways we drive people to websites.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, almost every ad you see out there has the website for the company listed.
Right.
And we, by all the way, also have a tool that can tell you who it is that's going to your website and how much net worth and how many kids and how big their house is, all kinds of stuff like that. But that's a different show. Retargeting is, okay, I've got you to finally go to my website. You went to my website. And now when you leave and go about your day, I'm going to continue to send commercials your way.
So you're resending it, essentially.
Retargeting them, yes.
Okay.
So I can target you right now with your phone. I can send ads to Meg on her phone.
Right.
Or, and I would want to do that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Send an ad to your phone.
Okay.
You click the ad.
Take a look at it.
Or you remember the name of the company and you go to the website.
Okay,
now you look around a little bit. And that's fine. You spend your 30 seconds on the website, and you go about whatever it was you were doing before you saw the ad and got distracted by it.
Right.
But we continue to throw ads your way to remind you you came to the website.
Gotcha.
All right. Now, think about how many times you've gone to a website. Let's say you're looking at a pair of shoes. And you go to the website and you look at the pair of shoes and you don't order it because you still got to decide if you're going to spend $7,000 on a pair of shoes, right. Like the kind of shoes Meg always wears.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So then you go about, so now you got a decision to make. Maybe you have a spouse to talk to. Maybe there's some other things going on. You got to check the balance and da da da. Maybe you got to sell something else so you can afford those $7,000 shoes. Anyway, there are other decisions you have to make. People don't normally buy something on the first trip to the website. They're still
That's probably true.
They're researching it. They want to look at other companies and other they got research they're doing.
Right.
But if you continue to follow them and remind them of the amazing shoes that you looked at, and maybe there's a 10% off sale now.
Ah.
Now I'm going to come back to the website. And we can track all of that through our reporting. So that's how retargeting works. That's one way retargeting works. Now think about if you're running a connected TV ad. So we can run ads to Wi-Fi enabled television sets inside people's houses. So in other words, if you have to log in and stream a platform, an app, in order to watch live television, we can hit that person with an ad on that platform.
That's amazing, really.
Now think about this.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the website. You go about your day. You go home and you flip on TV and you're watching TV. Now I see an ad from the website I went to earlier today.
Interesting. Wow.
That's additionally the power of retargeting.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on, like I said, we have 19 different ways to run campaigns. But and retargeting, by the way, is in every single campaign we run. I mean, we don't do anything without retargeting. It's that powerful and that important. And then you can see how effective it is because think about this too. Like the branding and awareness side of things is, I don't even know your company exists. I see the ad. Now I know, or I hear the ad on the radio, and now I know you exist. I'm going to go look into your company.
Mm-hmm.
So now, for the first time, I'm on your website. Now I'm out there in the world doing my thing, and I continue to see ads to bring me back again. It's just this process of getting to know you and reminding you that your business exists so that they can get more comfortable with you and see what your products are and your pricing and learn more about it until you get to the bottom of that funnel, which is the conversion when they buy.
It's the repetition that sort of breeds familiarity, right?
Yes.
And then you feel comfortable about it.
And it takes a lot of repetition to get people to move to action. It also takes a lot of impressions to get people to a website. And so that's why we deal in hundreds of thousands of impressions a month in our campaigns, because you know it takes a lot to move people into that action.
Right. So, and you have so many different strategies. That's what's kind of, which is actually fun.
Yeah. And there are a lot of new things coming up, and I'm going to finish out the show with one of our new things in a couple of minutes. But another retargeting concept involves geofencing. So we talk about geofencing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I want to advertise to anybody that comes into this radio station, because I know if they know I exist and they walk through my door, I want to continue to advertise to them when they leave.
Right.
When they're inside the circle that we would draw on a map around this building, we can start hitting them with ads. But we can also retarget them after they leave the geofence.
Interesting. Okay. Oh, you should see his face
Did
now.
Did you get that?
Okay.
So that's, here's the geofence.
That's a big deal.
You stepped inside my geofence. I can advertise to you.
Right.
But I can also continue advertising to you as you walk outside that geofence and go about your day. Just like think about it as a website.
Interesting.
The other way around. Geo-retargeting. Pretty cool. We have a client right now. We drew circles around 7 different places that we know their clients are going to go through. And last month, there were a handful of people that saw the ad inside those circles while they were inside the circles.
Right.
But there were 30,000 ads delivered to people after they went through the. And the cool part of that is we know we're advertising to people who would qualify as potential customers for this client because they went through those 7 geofences that we drew.
Right, so you're actually reaching people who would want to hear from you.
Exactly.
Wow, okay.
So this is the relevancy of digital targeted marketing and why it's so different from just casting the stuff out there and hoping your audience sees it or that they care.
Right.
Instead, we can get so specific based on where they go. Okay, now you are now officially in my target audience. This is how targeted marketing works. This is how retargeting works. And we want to work with you, but we got to talk to you first. And the first step is for you to talk to Jeff Wayne. So give Jeff a call at 850-262-6000 and say, I want to start talking about digital targeted marketing.
All right. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute. Good Monday morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And our expert this morning is Brian Prowitz, who's talking about ADX digital marketing. So you wanted to tell us about one more thing.
Yeah, I've done a couple flips in the air, and now I got to stick the landing. Here we go. We're talking about retargeting. We were talking about website retargeting. So people come to your website and leave, and you can continue to advertise to them. But now we're going to take it to another level with a lookalike off of the retargeting. So you and I go to a website. Same website, and we leave, and now we see ads. Now, what we can also do, and this is kind of a new thing, and we think this is really great. This is one of those steps where this is all evolving all the time. Now, we can not only advertise to you and I, but you and I have a few things in common. We're both sports fans. We both live in Pensacola. We both are of a similar age. We both, I don't know, there's probably other stuff that we do that's the same. So what we can do, using AI, actually, is take our interests and then look out there in the world and go find other people that have those same interests and advertise to them as well.
Wow.
Because theoretically, if we both went to the same website, then people like us might also want to know more about that same company. So we can take ads. We're running a campaign.
Okay.
Say it's social mirror. We're over here running a social mirror campaign. I know that requires a whole nother conversation. And you and I respond by clicking on the ad and going to the website, and then we go about our day.
Right.
Now we can also find other people like us who don't even know this business exists and send them ads as well in the hopes that we will draw them to the website. Because if you and I are interested and this is a potential company that we would work with,
right,
then everybody else out there like us might also fall into that same category. So
you're taking it to the next level.
Website. Retargeting lookalike.
Wow.
And none of these things cost extra money on the campaigns. This is all part of what we do strategically. This is why we want to sit down and talk to you. So
excellent.
Give Jeff Wayne a call and we'll explain all this voodoo magic into measurable, spectacular efforts and results for your company. Give Jeff a call, 850-262-6000 to talk digital targeted marketing with ADX Digital.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you so much, Brian, for filling us in on all the latest. We appreciate you.
Now you want to watch my grandson video?
Yeah, we'll watch after we get off the air.
All right, good.